Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Angel Speakers Lightmasters series on Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Terry Miller, who is a Lightmaster, an author, psychic, medium, energy healer, and happiness coach. These series of shows will delve deeply into spirituality and help illuminate some of the answers to questions you may have concerning the ascension process, as well as the energy shifts we are all undergoing. Please visit Terry's website, angelspeakers.com, and terry-miller.com, where you can find out more about her services, such as the wonderful energy healing method called Time Heals, the process of letting go called Release, as well as her coaching and educational workshops. The information discussed on Angel Speakers is intended for general information and entertainment purposes only. It is not designed to provide listeners with specific personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. The programs are not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individuals with health problems should always consult their healthcare provider for professional medical advice, medications, or treatment. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Angel Speakers. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Angel Speakers or the show hosts whose words and or opinions appear from or on this broadcast. If you have called in and want to participate by being on the air with our hosts, press 1 on your phone. We encourage participation from the chat room as well. Now, here is your host and founder of Angel Speakers, Terry Miller.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show tonight. Oh, my goodness, I love the Raise Your Vibe shows. Karen Palmer is an amazing co-host, and she's got so much to bring to us tonight. I'm very excited to bring her on. I will bring her on in 1 minute. First, I want to share that tomorrow night, the Angels are back. Paul's Happiness Angels will come on the air again tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for that show. And then Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be on doing the Angel Talk show. And whatever you want to talk about, if you want to call me up and let's chat, or if you have a question, it's a wonderful way to just come on and get your vibration raised. That's what Angel Speakers is all about, is raising the vibration. And we're just so happy to be here with you and just so happy that you're here listening to the words that will come over the airway tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on Karen Palmer. Karen is someone that is on regularly. We co-create a lot of things together. Karen does so much good in her life. She is a peace ambassador. She also teaches manifesting and a lot of just wonderful work that she does with animals, with the Akashic Records. So I'm so happy and thrilled to have my friend Karen Palmer join me on the air tonight. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm just absolutely wonderful. I have got so much exciting news to share, and I'm like really happy to offer these free readings. And the Council of Kindness is really something that has been coming through me for a few years now, and it's really come to a place where I have gotten in alignment with allowing the message to come through me. So it's really powerful right now. I'm working on another book. You're going to be part of that book. I'm so excited. Global Kindness
Yay.
Going Viral, the Inspiring Recovery issue. And it's going to be an addition. We have almost 20 people that are going to be part of this. And it's a beautiful collaborative experience. I've been so touched by the stories and really seeing how, you know, we can turn our wounds to wisdom, and how so many people are doing that, you know, really taking their wounds and turning them into wisdom the way that you did, Terry. And I'm excited to share your story about your kidneys and the situations that you have overcome to really be who you are today. That's one of the biggest messages that the council has come through. And I'm going to step aside to let them speak. But first I want to, for people who don't know what I'm talking about and people who are new to what the Council of Kindness is, the Council of Kindness is a council that is non-physical teachers that are a collective consciousness, that are pure consciousness. They were in their physical form, Yogananda, Maharishi, Mother Teresa, Babaji, Robin Williams, Maya Angelou, Princess Diana, John Lennon, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, Yogi Bhajan, George Harrison, Napoleon Hill, Einstein, Wayne Dyer, Martin Luther King Jr., Prince, David Bowie, White Eagle, Maddie Stepanak, Jimi Hendrix, Peace Pilgrim, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, Michael Landon, Andy Griffin, Jim Henson, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, Gene Wilder, Glenn Frey, Gary Marshall, Muhammad Ali, and these are just a few that have let me know. Gandhi is another one that just has been coming through. Now, what it is that happens is, let me explain, because it was very confusing to me when things started happening for me. They come and explain themselves in a way so that I can relate to them and know who they are. So they show themselves as their latest incarnation. So they show themselves as their latest incarnation. Now, I have been very active in the Akashic Records. I'm a certified Akashic Records reader. And so going into the Akashic Records really opened up a whole new energy that I had called forth as a manifester, as the law of attraction. I set out the intention to have global kindness go viral, right? So when you make a wish, be careful what you wish for. Because you really do set into motion magic and miracles and unbelievable manifestations that our human self can almost not even comprehend. So everyone just take a deep breath and let's remove ourselves out of that fight, flight, and freeze part of your brain and move into the space where everything is possible. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to step aside so that the council can come through and share the messages that we tuned in before the people who are on the call. I can feel the energy of the call right now, the excitement of people just waiting to get their answers, get their questions answered. It doesn't matter if you get called or don't get called. Your answers will be answered today. Everything that you've been wondering will be answered in this moment. So stay open and receptive to receive. Take a deep breath with me. We as the Council of Kindness have been guiding each and every one of you. Karen is one of the people who have made a soul contract for this life experience to be one of our top messengers. We're using her in a way that will be so easily accessible to the masses. She has come in this manifestation, in this physical form, in a very non-threatening body. A physical body that many can relate to, a physical experience that many can relate to. The most important part is not to get caught. caught up in why was Karen and why was Terry chosen and why were we all chosen. Everyone who is here on the planet has volunteered to come at this time in this awakening period. This is the golden age, and you are part. Every single person who's listening to this is part of the solution. You may find that there are times that you feel completely like you're part of the problem, or your family is part of the problem, or your situation is part of the problem. But the truth is, you are part of the solution. Breathe that in. There are three questions that we would like you to ask every morning before you put your feet on the floor. Begin in a beautiful vibration of gratitude. Whether it's looking out your window and seeing a beautiful tree, or petting your kitten, or hugging your spouse, whatever it is, whatever you find as grateful, do not get out of your slumber without gratitude. It's so important. It starts your day and sets the motion of your day. Before you get out of bed, ask yourself these three questions and really realize when you ask, you will receive. When you ask and you believe, you will receive. This is the law. This is a universal law. It doesn't work differently for anybody. It works the same for everyone. The first question, what is the best that can happen today? What is the best that can happen today? Number two is, how can I be more open to receive the best that can happen? And number three, call on us. Call on the Council of Kindness. Call on the Ascended Masters. Call on the angels. Call on the archangels. We are all with you. We are all available to you at any time, space, in your reality, if you believe, we are there. And the third one, ask us. Quietly say before you start your day, help me. Help me be receptive in all the blessings and miracles that this world and beyond has to offer me. And as you put your feet on the floor, that gratitude will fill your entire body, your entire physical body, this physical vessel, and announce and affirm, may I be receptive and release all resistance to receiving. This is how you master the co-creative process. So many of you are playing small because you don't believe in your gifts, but your pain and belief is your divine alarm clock. Simply in this moment, you start thinking something doesn't feel right. That is your guidance system. When you are saying to yourself, I've had enough of this, I'm willing to let this belief and this pattern go, then call on Spirit. Stop yourself and say, Spirit, take over, please. I decide to be completely receptive to letting go of this pattern. I release it at its root cause. And then share the benefits to help everyone who's never felt worthy, and tell them, Tell them what you just heard. Tell them they don't need anything to be worthy. Your birthright is that you are pure love, pure joy. Let go of every other belief. Let go of your resistance. Announce, I am one with the I am presence of all humanity, the animal kingdom, elemental kingdom, angelic kingdom, and the entire company of heaven. Announce, I am that I am, which is your name, and invite the angels throughout your day. When you connect with the angels, those are God's helpers. You are surrounded by the shelter and the calmness. There will be no interference. You will be divinely guided and protected throughout your day. Invoke the Holy Spirit, whatever label you feel comfortable with. Holy Spirit, Sat Nam, I am. Any terminology or label that you feel comfortable with, higher self, these are all the same. You as humans have made things so complicated. We are here as the Council of Kindness to simplify things. When you love yourself enough, everything else will fall into place. And the patterns that you have believed will be completely resolved and turned back to the patterns of perfection and back to your true self. Transcend with calling in Saint Germain and the violet flame. Invoking the violet flame will clear away any blocks or patterns of pain and poverty. Then we can easily and effortlessly step in and help you to have prosperity and peaceful consciousness. We cannot step in until you allow us in. Your vibration needs to be in receptive mode in order for you to even hear this. You are what you've been looking for. Stop searching outside of yourself. Stop trying to find the answers. The answers are in you. We are complete. We are grateful. We are so honored to be co-creating this new earth with each of you. Please take this information and apply it to your morning tomorrow. Blessings and love to all. We are your Council of Kindness. And we love you so much. Okay, Karen here again.
Beautiful, just beautiful, Karen. Thank you so much for bringing that through.
Yeah, it's really emotional sometimes for me.
It is.
I had such a hard time, Terry, for so long. I had such a hard time letting them in and feeling worthy to be able to share their message, and they kept on me and kept loving me and kept appreciating me and kept reminding me of my magnificence and kept allowing it just a little bit more each day. I had to step away from a lot of stuff. I had to step away from a lot of I was broadcasting every day, and I had to step away from broadcasting every day so that I could fill myself to be comfortable enough to let them come through. You know, my songwriting has expanded so powerfully. I'm actually writing scripts now for movies and TV shows. They're giving me everything. They're giving me everything, Perry. They're pouring it through me, and all I need to do is allow it. And everyone who's on this call and everyone who's listening on the replay, you are getting the same amount. All you have to do is allow it. I am no different. The only reason why I have been, they have asked me, is because I asked to be of service. I set the intention. That day when I made the wish in Las Vegas, that night when I wished that everyone could know what global kindness felt like, and that wish that everyone could learn how to manifest the way that I have, manifesting myself out of homelessness, out of cervical cancer, out of all the experiences of drug abuse, all those experiences were part of the blueprint so that I can, so that I'm relatable, so that people can relate to me, and so that they can allow the Council of Kindness to flow through them. Does that make sense? I'd love to hear from the audience.
Oh, that makes so much sense. So much sense. Especially the allowing part. You know, that's been a big thing for me today because I don't know if you listened to my happy hour today, but
I did.
You know, I shared that my day didn't start out the best day. You know, as much as I tried to pull myself up, I had to allow somebody else in to really share their energy with me, and you know, just that stop resisting. That's the whole thing. Just stop resisting and allow the blessings to come to you because they're always there. And you know,
well,
spirit knows when we're having
that was a really big thing too. Yeah, that was a really big thing for me too, Terry, for when I did the time healing with you. I had to allow you to do the healing on me in order to open up my throat chakra for the Council of Kindness to start actually coming through my throat chakra. And right after that started happening, that's when I started really opening up all 12 of my chakras so that I was completely open for them to start using me. And that was in December of last year. That really, think about where I have gone
from
December. And the thing was, and I got to be perfectly honest with everyone and every person, you know, my ego, my human self, my ego self, was getting really, really comfortable with all the approval and people liking what I was saying and all the broadcasts that I was doing and all the people following me. It was feeling really good to my ego. So my ego was really starting to take the wheel again. And then that's when stuff started happening and I said, I have to back away from this. And I have to I have to let spirit through. And that's when I, you know, reached out to you. And that's what, you know, that's why it's so important that we have human spiritual mentors and we have human spiritual soul family. We have soul family. Terry and I have been together and done this many, many lifetimes. So it's really easy. I can call her up and say, I just need you to tune in. Can you clean this out? I just need you to tune in. Can you do this for me? You know, and she can do the same with me. But, you know, a lot of people who are not in that feeling of deserving and that feeling of belief and that feeling of, you know, you feel that you need something outside of yourself to be able to heal. And that's why there are healers here. That's why a few of us are, you know, a little further along, that we've been here a few more times, lifetimes. you know, it's very important that we start to understand how simple things are and how we as humans, and especially our egos, have made things complicated. We complicate everything. We have to label everything. We have to separate. This person has this color skin. This person has this color hair. This person doesn't believe what I believe. This person has this religious belief. This person wears eyeglasses, and I don't like people who wear eyeglasses. You know, that's the ego. That is the separation. Mm-hmm. That is the illusion of our separation. But the truth is, and this is what they explained to me and made it really super clear, and why I chose all of those painful, painful experiences to awaken, sometimes we have to go to the extreme of who we are not to remember who we truly are. And then we can truly speak from our essence.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's go to the phones, Karen.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Area code 770. Yeah, I'm putting you on the air right now.
That's a new number.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I am the first-time caller. How are you?
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. What's your name?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie?
Yes, and I'm calling
Maddie.
From Georgia.
Maddie, it's wonderful to meet you. How are you?
I'm good. I just don't like the humidity, the heat, and the heat is okay, but the humidity.
It can be quite.
It can be so draining.
Yeah, it can be.
Yes, it's so thick you can cut it with a knife. That's how thick it is.
Well, I'm so happy that you called in. And do you have a question, or did you want a comment, or how are you feeling right now?
I have a question. Are there readings been done, or just comments?
No, we're doing readings. Yeah, we're doing.
Oh yeah,
readings.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I did something. Someone shared something with me here recently, and I took her advice. So I did it. I'm a former spouse. My ex-husband was in the reserve military for 21 years, and I was married to him all that time. And she shared with me, why aren't you getting part of the retirement pension? I say, oh, I didn't know that. I say, I got the insurance, but I didn't know I could get the pension. So I went online and I did my research and I did what I needed to do, and my thought is, I wonder would that be accepted or be rejected?
Let's see. I'm going to tune in right now. I feel like it feels really strong that there's a big abundance coming your way. There may be some obstacles, but the abundance is in Ganesha. Yes, infinite abundance. That just came through.
Oh.
Yes, your card. Infinite abundance, and it's Lord Ganesha. So let me just share with you the message of Ganesha. And something that can help you, too, is I will teach you a little mantra that you can do to remove all obstacles, okay? So
okay.
Obstacles are being removed, and spiritual support and connections are increasing. So Ganesha, also known as the infinite abundance goal remover, the Lord Shiva and the goddess Parvati, this is a beautiful, beautiful message, and legend says that this energy is acknowledged in as the remover of all obstacles and is much loved by all taxi drivers in India because they believe he helps them weave in and out of crazy traffic. So Ganesha is a sweet-tooth, life-loving, joyful, dancing, very approachable energy that will help you to remove all obstacles. I want you to take a deep breath with me and hear this really clearly, okay? It is important at this time to move beyond the limitations of it's not meant to be. Does that resonate with you? And focus on, if this is for my highest good, then the universe will take me there safely.
You said okay? It is important then, that I should move
that
on.
That you move beyond the limiting belief that it's not meant to be.
With limiting belief that it's not meant to be, okay.
And focus on, if this is for my highest good, then the universe will take me there safely. Ganesha is not only bringing you a clear light to your external situation, but also helping you clear any of your inner conflicts. When obstacles arise, know that they are just reminders that you are caring about the path that you're on. Your ability to change the current situation and your limiting beliefs is up to you. But call on him to help you and thank him for clearing the way to increase your connection to him. And you may want to try this beautiful mantra. It's Om Gam Gana Pataye Namaha. Om Gam Gana.
Om God, you say spell it.
Om Gum, like gum chewing your gum.
Oh, gum, okay.
Om Gum Gana, Gana, G-A-N-A, Gana.
Uh-huh.
Pattaya Namaha.
Nam-ma-ha, N-A-M-A-H-A.
Are you an angel speaker?
Am I an angel speaker?
Yeah, are you in the Angel Speakers group on Facebook?
I'm not, no.
Are you on Facebook? Because you can join the group for free, and I can post a video there that you can have that, so you can have it, and it'll have the translation, and it'll have the...
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're in Facebook, anybody who's listening...
I am in Facebook, yes.
Yeah. Then just go to facebook.com/groups. Angel Speakers.
Facebook.
So it's /groups/angel speakers.
Angel Speaker, okay.
And then just request, because it's a free group that we have, it's our soul family, and I can always post, I have tons of videos that I can share with you that will help you, so you can learn that mantra, and you can learn how to, I'm a Kundalini yoga instructor, so I teach how to move stuck energy so that you can call in your abundance.
Fantastic. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So join us in the Angel Speakers, and everyone who's listening and listening on the replay, you know, reach out to us and join us in Angel Speakers. Go to angelspeakers.com. There are tons of incredible, beautiful souls that are open to helping and really have incredible guidance. And Terry is amazing too, so she might have some intuitive messages for you also.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I would definitely
You're so
go
welcome.
There. I would definitely
I
go
you...
there. So overall, you say that you see abundance coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And the only thing that's going to stop it is if you believe that it's not coming. So don't believe that. So let go of the belief that it's not meant to be. And don't go into that vibration of, oh, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Don't go there. Go, if this is for my highest good, everything's working out for me. Everything always works out. I want you to start with that. That is your affirmation. Affirmations are so powerful. And the more that you practice, and practice what I said in the beginning, the three things that the Council of Kindness said, what's the best that can happen today? How can I be open to receive the best that can happen today? and help me be receptive to all the blessings and miracles that this world and beyond has to offer me.
Okay.
And everything is always working out for me. I want you to just start singing that to yourself. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me.
I get down the highway. Everything is always working out for me.
Yes.
I definitely.
Everything is always working out for me. And just let that be your new song that you sing. And as you say it, the universe, God, all your angels, all your helpers, they hear you and they start saying, oh, she's ready for abundance. All right, let's give it to her. Here she goes. Here it comes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Blessings
thank you again.
And love to you and all your family.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for
bye-bye.
Calling in. And look us up on Angel Speakers. There's a lot of positive stuff on there. And the more we surround ourselves with positive, the easier things are going to manifest in our life. Okay?
Okay.
So
yes.
keep your vibration high. That's very important. Yes. And the more you're surrounded by positive people, they will help you keep your vibration high.
Yeah.
You know, we share a lot of good stuff in there. So come join us. And definitely, I'll be watching for you to come in so I can let you in.
And
okay?
Please mention that you were on the radio today so that I can put that video up for you, okay?
By the way, today is July 25th. Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you join, just in the posts when they welcome you, just put in the comment, I was on the radio today.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
And I'll look
okay.
for you, and I'll make sure that I put the video up for you.
Greatly appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Thank
you deserve
honey.
It. Have a beautiful night.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Many blessings to you. Bye now. Awesome, Karen.
Wow,
awesome
that was
reading.
That was her first time. That was her first time with us. That's so exciting. I love when we have new people.
That.
I love when we have
me
our soul
too.
Family. I love when anybody's on the call. I'm just so grateful to
absolutely.
Be here with all of you. And everyone
yeah.
who's listening on the replay, I'm so grateful for all of you that take the time to make yourself important. And really, these messages are for you. They you've been asking for them, and now you're receiving them. It's all up to you if you receive
yes.
them, though, really.
It is.
So tell me, Carrie, I want to hear, I didn't see your gratitude Facebook Live today. Tell me what was going on. I didn't hear.
Karen, I'm human.
Well, I am too.
And, you know, when we let our human physical bodies express itself, you know, sometimes we wake up and we don't feel good. And that's what happened with
right.
me this morning. I woke up. I didn't want to get up out of bed. I felt a slight
yeah.
headache.
I had those days too.
Both my cats were sick. They were both crying.
Oh.
And, you know, it was just one of those mornings where it was like, I just wanted to pull that cover up over my head and go back to bed because the old
yeah.
me would have done that. That would have been my response. Okay, world, I'm just, you know, going away for a while. But instead, you know, I started giving gratitude. Okay, God, thank you for this day. Now help me make it better. And I tried raising my own vibration, but it would just seem like one thing after another kept happening. And then a friend reached out to me, and I almost didn't answer the phone. I just was like, I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to deal with animals. I don't want to deal with anything today. But I took the phone call. There was something that said take the phone call. And, you know, as soon as she heard what was going on, she just started sending positive. And the lesson is, to know who is in your life, that when you're sending out that message, even though you don't think you're sending out an SOS, your spirit
right.
is sending out that message to your soul family that says, hey, there's somebody over here that needs a little attention. You know, somebody needs some positive
beautiful.
Energy right now. And so it did. It just really started lifting me up, and I was like, okay. You know, and the message is to take one step at a time. Reach for a higher feeling thought. This is what Abraham teaches us.
You know,
right.
It's okay. You woke up and you weren't doing so well. Okay. Now let's raise it up just a little bit. You know, one little bit at a time. We don't have to go from depression to blissful joy all at one time.
Right.
We raise it up one step at a time. And then from there,
absolutely,
you're like, okay, that feels better. You know, you take that internal temperature, that feels better. So now how can it feel even more better? So you reach for another higher feeling thought until eventually you're back up there. Your vibration is raised. You're up. You're doing things. You're putting one foot in front of another. And it all is our connections, our connection with each other, because we are part of the oneness of spirit. And when one of us is hurting, somebody else that's in your soul family knows that. You know,
right.
Sometimes it's more than one person that knows that and reaches out to you. But, you know, one person sometimes is all it takes to raise your vibration up and to let you know you're supported, you're loved, you're cared for. Let's preach gratitude so much every day, Karen. To reach out to one person in gratitude every day. You never know
I would love to give you right now a message and a reading that just came through when I was tuning in, as I was listening to you, and asked the keepers of the light who would be the best person the best guide to help you with what this is that's happening right now, so that you can. And guess who came through? Lord Shiva of transcendence. Rise up and honor your inner force. Steps are being given, and the dance with the universe has begun. Lord Shiva is a facet of the divine father energy and offers a paternal protection, support, and guidance. He's also acknowledged as the cosmic dancer because he helps coordinate the interaction between Earth and the cosmos. He has the capacity to help us move beyond the fear of failure into the clarity and connection of who we truly are. Lord Shiva is with you right now to awaken your sense of connection to life itself. You are moving through a deep transition, and things will be clearer from this point on. You will know exactly what you need to do and where you need to be. This is a powerful time as you will transcend the limitations that others have put on you and set for you. This makes sense. It is time. It's a time of innovations, ideas, stargazing, soul traveling, soul revealing. Shiva, the Lord of Dance, is here with his sacred sound of Om to lead the way. He is giving you the first step. Will you dance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking at a picture of him as you were reading that.
He's with you.
That's who came through.
And
Om has been such a big part of my life. You know, ever since I started this spiritual journey, I do the Om. I listen to Guru Ma. That's what lifts me up every day when I listen to Guru Ma chanting Om. And just chanting it myself. And I find that helps. It really helps lift the whole vibration. It brings you back to center. That's what Om
absolutely
does for us. It brings us back to that center. Can we do Om?
Yes, please. Yes.
Let's do Om three times. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So breathe in. Om.
Oh. felt that all the way down my feet.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that feels so much better, and I have chills like crazy. That felt so good.
See?
And I hope you all
felt time for
that
you to
listening.
Receive. And,
yes.
And a big part of that message is that you're, you know, to not limit yourself by other people's expectations. I had to step
right.
back and on that for myself too. I had to just tell people, I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
and really start creating boundaries. And, you know, people were coming at me with everything, every which way, and actually getting upset with me when I wouldn't do what they asked me to do. And
mm-hmm.
I said, no,
yes.
This is not acceptable. I do not, I said right then and there, I set my intention, and I said, from this day forward, everyone is part of my mission, and I am the one driving this car. I am the
mm-hmm.
driver in this mission.
Right.
And I am not
I
going
that.
To have other, yeah, I'm not going to let other people drive my car and drive on the other side of the road in my car. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
No, and
well,
that was what
yeah.
was happening.
Exactly. You know, I have a card I want to read. It's an
awesome.
Abraham Hicks Ask and It Is Given card. And it says, I won't put those unwanted ingredients in my pie. And this is for
no,
all.
No, I love that. I know.
This message, listen to this message, because it's for all of us. Imagine
yeah.
yourself as a chef in an extremely well-stocked kitchen where there are many ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation, but you feel no discomfort about their existence. You simply utilize the ingredients that will enhance your creation, and you leave the ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation out of your pie. Don't you love that, Karen?
Oh, it's so true.
So,
and the funny thing, I remember
yeah.
one time when Esther was talking about that at one of her shows, and she was saying, you know, we get so, like, we start putting the pie together, we start putting the ingredients in, and then we notice there's some
mm-hmm.
cayenne over to the side, and we go, but I don't want cayenne in my pie, but all you can think about
right.
is that cayenne. I don't want that cayenne in my pie, and the more you think about,
mm-hmm.
I don't want that, the more that cayenne starts slipping over, and before you know it, you got cayenne in your pie.
Right. So pick what
I,
you want in your pie. Yeah. Choose
yeah.
those
keep
ingredients
your focus.
That's going to make the best experience possible with what you're creating. Because we are creating this existence. We're creating this
right.
life that we're here for. Yeah.
Right. And the desires
that
have been. Yeah. The desires that have been placed in our heart are, you know, there for us to accomplish. There's nobody who can accomplish them the way that we can. And I finally understand that now. I really get that. And the more that you focus on the clarity of what you do want, rather than focusing on the confusion of what you don't want, if you focus on the clarity of what you do want, you start to manifest it that much faster. The manifestation process just happens that much quicker.
Yes, it certainly does. Awesome. Well, thank you for my reading, and thank you for your kind words.
And thank
I love
you,
you
for my
love
reading.
You, love you.
Love you,
and
love
let's,
you.
Let's take another call. We have time for another call, so let's go to the line. And let's take area code 334.
Ooh, that's a new
Hello?
Number, too.
Hey. Thank
Hello?
You for taking my call. Hey. Hey, babe. Yeah,
hi. Is there a little one there, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it sounds like a sweet little one.
Get out the boat. Hey, thank you for taking my call. This is Shakira from Alabama.
Hi, Shakira. Nice to see you.
I love that name. That's beautiful.
Thank you. tonight.
Do you have a question that you wanted to ask, or do you want me to just tune in and see what wants to come through to hear for your message?
Yeah, you can tune in, but I do want to know about a love, a relationship anytime
okay.
soon. That's all.
Okay. Let's see. Ha-ha. Boy, you sure got that one right. Lady Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Download understanding. So, Lady Venus. Let's see what we got here. Lady. Okay. So, Lady Venus is the twin flame to Snatam Karuma, is said to reside in the astral plane surrounding the planet Venus. She is a light being of love, knowing that love is on its way for you. Mm. She shares divine love, and she is a wonderful keeper of the light to call on when you are wanting to call in more love for your life. Hearing high-pitched noises and seeing flickers of light and having the sense of beings visiting you in your sleep are all signs that you are receiving downloads from heaven. This loving, beautiful vibration is bringing to you what you have as your heart's desire. Whenever this starts to happen for you, spend some time in contemplation so that you can ask for exactly what you really want to know. This card represents that you are receiving the information and that your mind knows exactly what to do and your heart is leading the way. Know that you are being guided and you can call on Lady Venus for anything that you feel your heart desires. So it looks like yes.
Well, thank you. That's good.
You're so welcome. So call on Lady Venus. How about you, Terry? Do you have a message for beautiful Shakira?
Well, it's so interesting because I did pull one card from the Abraham Hicks deck, Ask and It Is Given. And the card you got is, my life is supposed to be fun. And it says, be easy about all of this. Life is supposed to be fun, you know. It is Abraham's mm-hmm. powerful desire that you return to your state of self-appreciation. We want you to feel love for your life, for the people of your world, and most of all, for yourself. There is great love for you. And that's the key right there. Love yourself. Do those things that
and
you
appreciate.
Want to come to you. Yeah. So if you want to have a nice dinner with somebody, you know, a romantic dinner, set a table and set a plate and light a candle and get into the vibration of what that feels like to spend time with somebody in that environment, having that type mm-hmm. of attention shown to you. Show it to yourself. You know, and once mm-hmm. you get in that vibration, that draws the love to you.
Right. And another thing, too, is start looking at the qualities that you're looking for in a spouse that you are wanting to have in a person that you want to attract, and start working on those qualities in yourself, because you'll start to be attracted to the people who are in that appreciate you. So if you appreciate yourself and you start to show yourself appreciation and love and kindness, and you start to look for those qualities in other people, you're going to be a match to them. So you're going to start to attract more and more people that appreciate you and see the goodness in you and see the worthy, see you. But if you are not believing in yourself and really thinking, oh, I'm never going to find anybody, then that is going to be what you're going to attract, is somebody who thinks they're never going to find anybody. But if you're mm-hmm. in that feeling of I appreciate everything about myself and I really like this about me, the more you focus on the things you like about yourself, the more they expand and they grow, And then you become like a magnet, and people start to notice it. They start to go, wow, you know, she really looks confident. She really looks happy. And they want to be around you. They want to be around you more. And that will attract the person that you're desiring and the heart, your heart's desire. But still, you know, call in Lady Venus when you start to question yourself. And how can I love myself more? How can I appreciate myself more? You know, you can call on her to help you with that.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shakira. And I love your name. It's beautiful. And I'm sending you out blessings of love and light. And thank you for calling in. Was this your first time of calling the show?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've been on?
Yes, this is my first time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for jumping in here and joining us. And if you're on Facebook, check out the group Angel Speakers. We have a wonderful group there that's very supportive and full of love and light. So we'd love to have you
on
as well.
And I can post a nice meditation for you about self-love and really being your magnificent self. So just if you go to the Facebook group, put in the comment that you were on the radio, and then that way I know who you are so I can post that video for you.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful
thank
night.
Thank you, Shakira. Take care, honey.
Blessings to you and all your family.
Absolutely.
You.
Bye now. Oh, what lovely callers we've had tonight.
I love
this. Wonderful
this is so
show,
great.
Karen.
I know.
I love it. And we have to
get together. I don't know if you've already got your person for the Lionsgate Day 8/8, but do you have a person on the radio?
I do. And oh my gosh, Karen, I want you to meet this guy. He is amazing.
Well,
his
maybe
name
I can come on
Corey,
too.
He's the shaman poet. He's Corey Campbell, Rory Campbell, the shaman poet, and oh, he's wonderful. I'm going to bring you into
the whole month of August. The whole month of August, we have eclipses, we have Mercury in retrograde, we have so many energies that we can discuss. So, and let's just plan on one time in August for sure that we get together for the Raise Your Vibe and this beautiful light series. I love this.
Maybe we can do a live that day, a Facebook Live. That would be wonderful
fun. Let's
plan it and talk about it. It'll be wonderful. And I knew before we did the show tonight that you were going to help me raise my vibration even more. And I appreciate you, Karen. I just appreciate you in my life and the beautiful connection that we do have. Thank you. Thank you so much for being my soul sister.
I know. It's really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to all of the wonderful, wonderful co-creations that we've already manifested, and now we're going to just start taking those out and really getting some support for all of these wonderful causes that we have in place. And I just can feel, you know, that it's really important that both of us heard what we heard today, the messages that we heard. I'm going to start my morning tomorrow with those three questions, feeling that what is the best that can happen today, you know, and really I'm doing this really cool challenge too for myself on accountability, on really being who I say I'm going to be. And I've been really taking 2 hours a day of creative play. And that's just me playing the ukulele. I'm learning to play the piano. I'm writing songs. I'm writing scripts. I'm writing more books. I'm doing more. I have another coloring book coming out. You know, I love the creative. Don't you love the creative process? I just love the creative process. And I just think that I've made this new commitment to myself, and I've made myself accountable for practicing what I preach.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell everybody to make themselves a priority. I was at my yoga class last night, and my niece was there, and she brought one of her friends, and I was saying, you know, you got to make yourself a priority. You got to make time for yourself. And the most important thing that you can do is make time for yourself. And I just like heard that so loud and clear in my head. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really need to practice what I preach here.
Yes.
So,
yes. Absolutely. So if you have any closing words for our listeners and those that will listen, go ahead and also let them know how to find you.
Yes. My last words are, believe in your dreams. Know that they were placed in you for you to accomplish them. There's nobody who can accomplish them the way that you can. And you are what you've been looking for. So know that there is nothing in this world that will fulfill you until you fill your own cup first. Then your cup will run over and you will have so much that everything will make so much sense. And remember, everything is always working out for you, for your highest and best good, and that all the cards are stacked in your favor, and that you are co-creating this beautiful existence. I want to share just a little bit about my daughter, who's 21 years old. And when she was 11 years old, she started a vision board. And I started teaching her these techniques when she was 4. I actually started teaching her creative visualization and teaching her these techniques. And she is now gone on to Barcelona. She went to Ibiza, Spain. She got backstage passes at the concert that she was there with. She got to meet the DJ for the concert that she was there with. This is her manifestation skills. She went on to Madrid, where she was receiving free tapas and free sangria. Moving on to Milan, she's in the fashion industry. This was her dream since she was 12 years old. 11, she started her vision board of, I want to travel the world. I want to learn how to work in the fashion industry. Since she was in second grade, she was like this little fashion plate. Her past lives were many, many in the fashion industry. And this was the one that she wants to do eco-friendly. She wants to have an eco-friendly fashion line. You know, she wants to be earth-friendly. So anyway, she's going to Milan. And then from there, she'll be going to Italy and Florence and Naples. She's meeting her friends over in Greece where they'll be yachting around. And then she'll be going to London and then coming back home. But think about all of that when you are thinking about, she didn't have limitations at 11. And I didn't place those limitations on her throughout her life. And she knew how to bring these things into fruition. And what she's been for me has been such a beautiful teacher, because when you don't have scarcity mindset, when you don't have that belief, then really the universe can bring you all that you desire, and God can give you everything that you believe is, you know, is on its way. That's what, you know, is so powerful about this manifestation. And that's what the Council of Kindness explained to me, was one of our biggest experiences is to, did we close off?
No, we're still going.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it shut off at a certain hour, but one of the biggest things that they said to me is that manifestation is one of the human elements that we need to master. Once we actually get that, we move to the next level of the multidimensional self. So it becomes, you know, that's part of the multidimensional experience. because the illusion that we chose to come into this physical experience as divine beings, we chose to come here to experience the illusion of what it feels like to be separate and what it feels like to not know how to manifest and what it feels like to have the experience of polarity and have the experience of hot and cold and, you know, poverty and prosperity. So that's what they explained to me. Those are the things that we need to master as humans in order to move into our multidimensional self so that we can have the playground and not the prison.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautiful, Karen. And I'm so proud of your daughter. I feel like I'm her aunt or something.
I know.
She's so magnificent. Yeah.
Well, when you
absolutely.
come to San Diego, when you do your Angel Speakers in San Diego, I'm setting the intention that I'm going to come and bring her. I'm really setting the intention
yes.
to be there for when you do Angel Speakers live in San Diego. I'm
awesome.
we're going to get there. I know we
yes.
are. I can feel it. I love you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you, and thank you again for being here. And to all our listeners, thank you. I love you. I send you blessings of love and light right along with Karen. And please tune in tomorrow night to Paul's
yeah,
Happy with Angels.
That's so
it's
exciting.
Going to be a wonderful show. It'll be a wonderful
I know.
Show. Lots of laughter. So come get your vibration raised by
absolutely.
My beautiful angels, Debbie Garcia and Shante Harkless. They'll be with me tomorrow night. So come join
How
us.
Fun.
I love you. And
I love you.
To
have
all
a beautiful
of you.
Night. Blessings,
night
everyone.
Now.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.